everyone doing? We're talking today about usual replies to "be back later" in English. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
This statement will probably be taken as a promise you all be ready Tuesday, not later, with no valid excuse. If you have questions about anything written above, or want further details on any specific usage, simply speak up. Words are a vibrant, colorful word used fairly frequently both in spoken and written English. One of the things that I noticed when living in Brazil is that Brazilians do not know how to use the slang word, the word that is extremely prevalent in the informal American usage of English. If you have to use a phrase even more casually, or if you are trying to understand a friend's 16-year-old son, then you all have to become acquainted with a few phrases of English slang. Aside from all of the formal, informal, and slang expressions that weave their way through coverage, there are some creative ways that the English language has for saying goodbye. While there are a lot of creative and fun ways to say goodbye in English, it is important to know which is right to use for different situations and contexts. The good news is you will never be wrong using this word for saying goodbye, especially in formal situations. Just like saying hello in English, saying goodbye is an extremely important part of communication, and there are a lot of different ways of saying it. We've hope this guide on 80+ ways to say goodbye helps you to speak more naturally and fluently in English when traveling in an English-speaking country, at work meetings, or when having an English conversation with friends. In the event you are leaving a business meeting, you may want to keep some helpful expressions handy in order to leave a lasting impression. Another great thing you can do is simply to keep an eye on how word is used in movies and TV shows. To distinguish it from its myriad uses, you will really have to look at the context and intonation of the speakers. You use AAA when you want to emphasize the wada, like using a naniasa alone, or when followed by a noun. Some abbreviations listed are not limited to internet, they are also used in stenography. Shorthand lists some of the common abbreviations and shorthands used in chat rooms, SMS messages on mobile phones, and instant messaging services like Yahoo and MSN. These shorthands are also used in email messages, instant messaging programs like MSN and Yahoo, and are generally used in SMS messages these days as shorthands for texts while writing messages on a cell or cell phone. Some are used frequently in daily life, whereas others are far more common in anime compared to daily speech. You could use any one of these to finish up a phone call with your loudmouth girlfriend, or say goodbye to your 7-year-old grandson after playing Minecraft with him for 3 hours. Used in good faith on network games like Trillion, but most commonly used in jest when someone has done something stupid. Sometimes, you all hear the word ah meaning an arrogant. A characters often respond to it by saying that the yare willing to do things for others, particularly those higher up their level. This initialism is used to convey that someone needs something before they all head home for the night. When we are leaving a location and we are going to come back the same day, we may use back to say, I will come back later, or I will come back shortly. For everyday activities, such as going to school, we use I will be back later if we are at school, leaving the school, and plan to come back later in the day. We use the continuous future tense to indicate that something is going to go on up until some specific future event. It is important to note that, for predictions that are evidence-based, and for plans about the future, the will that we are using is going to not. If you say that X want, cannot happen before Y, then you are suggesting that Y is the precondition, and X will come shortly thereafter. These are just asserting absolute earliest something could occur, not suggesting you will be ready shortly after 8 p.m. in that case. Future simple is used for talking about time after now, and it can be used in many different ways. To get some practice using these different phrases, do not hesitate to leave a comment to practice using one or more of these different uses, and have your work corrected by a native speaker. You may also want to use IMHO when expressing potentially controversial opinions, or when suggesting improvements or changes. You might use SOP when talking about strict numbers, but it could apply
to experiences as well. An acronym is a word formed by the first letters of a name, in a similar way to abbreviations or text shorthand, such as LOL, meaning laughing out loud, but can also mean lots of luck. What we want to say is, my teachers helped me have a better understanding of mathematics, or my teachers taught me mathematics in a way I can understand. Senpai may also refer to someone older than you, with higher status than you, or someone who you look up to. In this case, the physician did not actually type the instructions, but said that he'd come back to it later once he'd written them down so that family members could sign them. When I asked if the doctor was going to need me to come back then and translate them to their language, she said that it would not be needed because she was going to run them through Google Translate, then have the family tell her if something looked weird.
This has been Podka, Episode 17. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.